Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. The number again, 855-450-FREE. And you can actually control the content of the site. As you find something online, come across something you think is interesting, entertaining, fun, whatever, informative, you want to share it with our listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It is then subject to a vote by the other listeners, and you get a vote on things too. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning that there's always something fresh there, because thankfully there are always people participating and submitting and voting over at freetalklive.com. Because if you didn't, our site would suck, because it's all about you and what you think's important. So drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Coming up here tonight, Mark, you had a pretty interesting story right out the gate. Which one was the first one you'd mentioned to me?
Are we talking about the PayPal co-founder to build a city on the sea?
Yes, I'm interested in that. I want to talk about it, but first I want to continue what we were discussing last night at the very end of the program. And Mark, you weren't here for the very first day of this, but it's now the third day that we've been talking about the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently. And I like a good self-improvement article.
Yeah, right on.
I think it's important to keep the an appropriate perspective in one's life and try to stay away from negativity. I think that can really destroy someone from the inside. So being aware of one's mindset, being aware of how one is behaving or reacting in a situation is really important, because otherwise you could end up spiraling down into a morass of negativity, and then who knows what that'll do for your life. Probably nothing good. It could result in everything from heart condition to just being a grumpy Gus, and that's no fun.
I mean, you don't really need to look that far to find somebody who's doing worse than you are.
That's true.
You really don't. I mean,
does that make you happy?
It gives me pause. In the cold shower I'm taking right now in the apartment I'm vacating because I'm out of oil and I don't want to put more in the tank.
Yow.
You know, but I have friends who
this
are in the hospital.
It's not
wintertime. I'm not out of oil.
But it's still cold. Like, even up here in New Hampshire, I mean, if you were to go in the water in some sort of lake or...
We had a frost warning on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult to really look at around you and see people who are doing worse off than you are. You know what? I had a cold shower. So what? My friends in the hospital or
right.
People I care about are in worse situations than I am. It's not that difficult.
So if you want to add your thoughts to this discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so, and then we'll talk about the island at sea or the man-made platform thing, which sounds pretty exciting. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is from a website called PurposeFairy.com, and again, the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently. Just to briefly recap, love versus fear, meaning that staying in a position of love, coming from a position of love as often as possible and trying to avoid fear and reject it. 2, acceptance versus resistance. 3, forgiveness versus unforgiveness. 4, trust versus doubt. 5, meaning versus ambition. These are all choices you can make in your life about how you look at things. 6, praising versus criticizing. 7, challenges versus problems, meaning you see problems as challenges to be overcome. 8, selflessness versus selfishness. This is one of the big points of discussion last night, the idea being that my suggestion is that you can't actually be selfless. It's impossible. You have to be selfish, because otherwise you're going to die. If you don't take care of yourself,
pretty much.
What good are you? If you can't help yourself first, then how could you possibly be able to help someone else? So I think that the perspective there is that you want to help others. That's good. There's value in wanting to help others. But ultimately, you have to help yourself before you can really be effective
in helping
others.
I think the way that it goes is you have to make sure your own tank is full.
Yes.
It'd be in terms of love or giving or gas or whatever it is that makes you tick.
Gas is a bad idea.
Okay, I'll take your word for that.
But the point being, you can't give somebody gas if you don't have it.
If you have an empty tank, right. you have no gas to give, so you have to take care of yourself first, or you'll end up giving yourself into the ground.
Number 9 was abundance versus lack or poverty, coming at life from a perspective of looking at everything that's out there as, wow, there's plenty. We've got so much here, and whatever it is that we come up against that's a challenge, as we talked about before, can be overcome through the ingenuity of the mind. That moves us to number 10. Where we left off last night. Dreaming big versus being realistic. These people don't really care about being realistic. They love and dare to dream big. They always listen to their heart and intuition, and the greatness of their accomplishments scares many of us. And then there's a quote here from, I believe it's pronounced Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E. Dream no small dreams, for they have no power to move the hearts of men. And it is important to dream big. And, of course, we've talked about, you know, being happy at what you do, not being miserable and getting paid a lot. What good is that? What good is it to get, you know, a big paycheck if you're not happy with what you're spending your time on? So it's important to follow your dreams and dream big. You might as well go out there and do it.
You know, I think that some people don't like failure. Failure, you know, is such a degrading thing for them that they don't want to dream big. And
so you're going to fail anyway.
That's true. That's very true. You're always going to make mistakes.
Yep. And you're going to die at the end of it. So right. You might as well dream big. I see the point.
Aspiring for perfection is just defeating anyway.
Perfection is the enemy of completion. Meaning
that's,
if you continue to perfect something, you're never going to be done with it. So at some point, you just have to say, that's it. I do that with video editing, because I can spend hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, fine-tuning sound, everything. I get very much like that with graphics as well. Yeah. And you can't. You have to be able.
Good enough.
It's really a skill to be able to say, you know what, good enough. Yep. Exactly.
Number 11, kindness versus cruelty. They are kind to themselves, that is, happy people, and others, and they understand the power of self-love, self-forgiveness, and self-acceptance. Which is kind of interesting, because, you know, earlier they're talking about the selflessness thing, the idea that you should be selflessness, but then they acknowledge here in this one that you have to love yourself.
There's got to be a balance to it.
I don't like selfish as a term. I mean, I get what people sometimes can mean when they say selfish, but selfish really is this terrible manipulative word that people use in order to get other people to do what they want them to do. What their values are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, if I don't want to give to your particular charity, or I don't want to give to, you know, the government's welfare, or I don't want to pay taxes, I'm not selfish. It's because I don't think that those are good choices with my money. There are other charities that I'd rather give my money to, and because I'd rather put them in other places or, you know, put them towards other things, doesn't make me a selfish person just because I don't have the same values that you do.
Number 12, gratitude versus ingratitude. No matter where they look, no matter where they are or with who, they have this capacity of seeing beauty where most of us would only see ugliness.
Just take it for granted and not even realize it. I see this a lot in people that I've known over the years. It is so easy. Like I was saying earlier, it's really easy to look and see who has things worse than you do. Even when you have nothing to give, there is someone who has more nothing than you do.
Yeah.
This is, I was teasing you about, you know, making you happy that other people were in worse shape than you, but this is a technique that I used while I was in prison. I had worked as a teacher's aide in high school for a guy who was a partial quadriplegic, meaning that he could move his arms, but he couldn't move his hands, and he couldn't move his legs, and he was in a wheelchair, and, you know, he was a bright and happy guy who really ran a great class, and I loved him, and you know, as bad as things might have been in prison, I could move my arms and legs.
For sure.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, it's always something to think about, that things could always be worse. And it is a technique of not feeling too bad for yourself when you're down.
Yeah,
you know, when you're up, why bother?
Yeah, and it's why people go volunteer. I know at soup kitchens and other similar charities, holiday time is tough because they have an overabundance of volunteers.
Right.
It's the off season, quote unquote, when they have nobody, but then all of a sudden people are like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, it's Christmas. It's time to go volunteer. So they have an influx, a plethora of people that they don't have a use for, but the rest of the year they really have a hard time with volunteers and with help.
Mm-hmm. We are going to come back with more of this discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are welcome to add your thoughts in. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
Those features include news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is your preference, and follow the latest about Free Talk Live in that way. News.freetalklive.com will take you there to get signed up for free. 855-450-FREE. This program is brought to you by the Free State Project. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in about a month from now. It's going to be June 18th through the 24th. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all going to be camping out, having fun with one another, family fun. There's going to be everything from adult parties to family events. It's just a blast. There's so much that goes on. Live music, karaoke. There's a rant contest. There's going to be a roast. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live every single night. There's just a lot happening. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. Get registered there for $35 for the entire week. Of course, camping is extra, but I think it's only like $27, like less than $30 a night for a campsite there. And of course, if you split the cost with somebody else, then it's pretty cheap. But the best part about it is to be around other people that like and appreciate the ideas of freedom. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, porkfest.com. Learn more about the event. Get signed up, and we will see you there. Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently. And we left off, by the way, this article from PurposeFairy.com. Left off on gratitude versus ingratitude, in that there's always something to be grateful for. And I think it's important. This is something that felt really cheesy to me a few years ago, and honestly, I've been kind of slacking on it recently. I need to get back at it. But to think about things every single day that you're grateful for, to focus on gratitude rather than focusing on your problems and what the issues might be of the day, to focus on, oh, man, it sure is beautiful out today. Or,
Yeah. You
know, boy, it's great
or
to...
Or even on a rainy day. I love rainy days.
I think rain is beautiful, personally, so it doesn't bother me. And and to also look at other, your circumstances, and be grateful for your health, to be grateful to be able to walk around, to not be in a hospital bed.
This is something that happened to me sort of during my teenage years, and I think that a lot of people share this experience, is that it was cool to be cynical.
To be angry.
Grumpy, angst, these terms are used all along, and a person who is cynical and grumpy and has angst would not be a person who is grateful for anything, because, it just wouldn't fit into the culture of the peer group that I had.
The world sucks.
Right, that kind of, that kind of thing that was going on in high school for me. And as
but it's easy to be like that. I mean, there is a lot to look at and dislike.
It's easy to feel entitled as well. I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that I run into personally in my dealings with other people, is just the sense of entitlement. When I lost my job 3 years ago, I went to unemployment because I had lost my job, and I hadn't been fired. I was just downsized. I hadn't done anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And there were three people who were just absolutely nasty to the receptionist, to the person who came to meet them, because they felt that they were that the person who was not conducting themselves as a respectable person just felt that these people were just standing between them and a check. And as such, they didn't need to be treated with respect, that they didn't need to be treated with any sort of dignity. They were just another number. I mean, a whole government agent aside, when you have somebody who is working to help you, don't be rude to them. It could be somebody who's getting you your coffee in the morning when you go to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. It's like,
maybe it's not even that situation. Maybe like today, I was on the street and was in downtown Keene, was approached by one of the code enforcers, Josh, and he wanted to talk to me about an article I'd written over at freekeene.com about how Fred, who's another one of the code enforcers here in town, had been picking on my neighbors. My neighbors had a car parked in their side yard, not on an approved surface, and someone had allegedly called in an anonymous complaint to the code enforcement department, and they were responding because of that. And it was two of them, so they were double-teaming her. It was Fred and then his partner, Josh. And it was Josh who'd approached me on the street today because he was upset. I'd hurt his feelings by essentially saying that he was threatening my neighbor.
Goodness.
He didn't want to feel
poor
like
Josh.
He was threatening this lady. And, of course, he didn't threaten her openly.
Right, he didn't say, hey, lady, move that car, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Right.
He said, hey, lady, you do what this little piece of paper says that I'm giving you,
right.
Or I will bring forth the full force of the Keene municipal government in order to take your house away. You'll do what I say, or I'll take your home. Like, I'd rather get punched in the nose, Josh!
Right. I said, well, I had a great conversation with one of the parking enforcement people this weekend, because I was out having breakfast with friends. And, oh, there she is. And my friend reached into his pocket and gave me a handful of change, like, go to it. And, yep, I sure did. Robin Hooded all over Central Square. And she just said, I caught up with her. I said, do they make you go out and read meters on the rainy days, too? Of course they do. That's her job.
Sure, yeah.
That is an innocent, innocuous question, right? So it's whatever, to make conversation. It's like, yeah, this isn't my date. This isn't what I do for a living. I'm like, really? You know, you have a life outside of this. Well, I do too. And do you? Yeah, well, what do the parking fines actually go to fund? It's just like, oh, all the gardening in downtown Keene.
No, they don't.
Nonsense.
And all
the parking runs in the red. The parking therefore goes to fund the people who walk around
right.
in the parking.
So she said salaries and all that stuff too, which was fine. And I said, okay, so me being me, do you think that you, as a government person, should really be going around giving me a ticket that it could ultimately result in me sitting in jail? And she didn't want to answer that.
No. And Josh was the same way.
It makes them very uncomfortable. It's a perspective that they don't want to entertain, because this is just her 9-to-5 job. She's not going and answering phones somewhere. She's not being a secretary in City Hall, where there's a posting for a job listing posting right now. They're hiring for a secretary in City Hall. She's not doing that. She is actually going out and sitting in court, because she's doing it with me about a month from now.
Me too.
And really starting and initiating the force of the state.
Right. And so this is a conversation similar to the conversation I had with Josh today, where I pointed out the gun in the room, like, well, you know, I know that you don't feel like you're threatening people. You don't want to. But ultimately, if I don't do or my neighbors don't do what you say and move the car off the unapproved surface, that, there's going to be another letter that comes from you guys. And this one might threaten $500 a day fines. And eventually, if they don't pay those fines or don't do what you say, you're going to take their house from them. And, you know, he pointed out that in the year and a half or whatever that he's been doing this, he's had over, 800 interactions or whatever, and each one of them, at no point has he ever had to issue a warning.
I'm a very successful threatener. Don't call me a threatener. Most of the people that I threaten walk away happy.
And he's a very nice guy. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
That's fine.
He's very friendly, and I told him, I appreciate how you approach things, that you don't see yourself as being this intimidating person, and you're not an intimidating person, but...
Yes, he is.
Well, no, he's very nice.
Just because you're nice about how you hand out your friends to the people's houses.
I'm sure he's nice after hours when he's not carrying the authority of the state.
He's nice when he's on hours. He's not trying to approach it like a thug, but he's still doing the same kind of work. But anyway, I told him that I really appreciated him coming to talk to me.
Thugs are as thugs do.
I didn't call him any names like that.
I'm just saying.
855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. I just told him I didn't appreciate his job. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get interactive. You can control the content of the website. You can also interact in places like the bulletin board system and the chat room, which are different ways for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam. Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. This thing is incredible. It will record in front, meaning what your car's seeing as you're driving, and then in your cab as well. There's a microphone built into it, so everything that goes on inside your cab, for better or for worse, is going to be recorded by the Freedom Cam.
Of course, it's you have access to the little
You can unplug
SD
it if you would like, sure, and then obviously it's under your control. But it's brilliant, especially for traffic stops, interactions with the police, or heck, maybe something unexpected like a carjacker or something like that. Anything can happen on the road, and the Freedom Cam is there to see it and record it for you. So go to freedomcam.net. You can order yours there. I looked around, by the way, Mark, when I looked at this Freedom Cam. I wanted to see if there was anything else like it. I couldn't find anything. I couldn't even find another vendor of this. This is a very unique product.
It's a solid device, too. It'll last a long time. Not some kind of chintzy thing that'll break.
FreedomCam.net. As we continue here, we'll get back to the 15 powerful things that happy people do. But first, we'll go to John listening in Indy. John, it says here you're listening to WXNT, but I don't think that's quite possible because we're not on there till 8 o'clock. John and Indy?
No, I'm not listening to it right now, but I just decided to call y'all up because...
Excellent, sir. You are very... By the way, I don't know if our board ops are aware of this, but his levels are very low. Anyway, go ahead, John.
I am the typical middle-class guy that doesn't want to do any research to find out more about these quotes. I'm just requesting help from the audience to get this guy on the radio. Andrew
Challen. What are we talking about?
Oh, I got four quotes from this guy named Andy Challen.
Who is that?
I have no clue, but I'm going to read you all these quotes, and I was hoping y'all would do the research for me.
What do you want us to find out exactly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here. I'm going to read these quotes.
Okay.
Ready?
Right now.
Or fear, which one owns your soul?
The buck
stops at the boss's door. It doesn't matter if our leaders are figurative or literal blood-sucking reptiles. The effect is the same. They must be stopped. Printing press brought the Renaissance. The Internet will bring Renaissance le doux. And God is more amazing than a white man in a beard. And, you know, I just want to get this guy on the radio to find out. You know, I want to hear what he says.
That's pretty good. We generally don't have guests on this this program, but go ahead. Throw out his name again. Who was it? Andy who? Oh,
Andrew Challen.
Andrew Challens?
Yeah. Challen.
Spell that.
C-H-A-L-L-A-N-D.
Challened. Got it. Well, you know, you can do research as easily as I. There's a neat tool called Google. I would highly recommend.
It's brand new.
That you check it out. It's pretty handy.
And Andy Challens on Facebook.
Is he on Facebook? You've already done this?
Find them yourself.
See, I'm one of the cognitive dissident. I just go about the doctrine of man. I'm just your usual middle-class American. And yeah, it's kind of like I'm making an allegory, but...
Usual middle-class Americans know what Google is.
John,
I'm just teasing.
Thanks for sharing those quotes, John. I think they're relevant
to
what
we've
been discussing here. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
you hearing
God, the guy that's not some white guy in a beard.
Right. All right, 855-450-FREE as we continue here.
Is there any chance that was Andy Challen?
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Wrapping his own stuff. He's really on Facebook and does know what Google is.
Number 13, we are on the 15 powerful things happy people do differently. Number 13 is presence/engagement versus disengagement. They, that is happy people, know how to live in the present moment, appreciating what they have and where they are, while still having big dreams about the future.
I'd like to know who this person is.
The person
who can actually live in the moment.
It's tough.
Other than just a few moments a day, live in the moment, because it's difficult. If other than being in a conversation with somebody,
mm-hmm.
I'm not in the moment.
You're constantly thinking of the future or the past.
I'm putting the future together constantly.
It's,
so
it's a conscious effort in my experience, and I would agree with Mark that unless you've gotten to be old hat at it or you've made it a personal habit to the point that it's the norm for you. But I would agree with the point entirely that living in the moment and going and swinging on a set of playground swings in the middle of the night because that's what you feel like you want to do, absolutely. I can't agree with that more, but I know it's a struggle. But I think that when you make your intentions an effort initially, they gradually become habit.
I would agree with that. For me, I like not living in the moment when I'm by myself, but I think it's very important to be in the moment when you're talking to somebody else. Otherwise, you're putting things together. Nobody wants to talk to you if you're not present. It's
right.
Important to, you know, be there with that person, speaking to them. Otherwise, you're not talking to them at all. There's no reason to have spoken to them at all. And I'd say most important is in dealing with your children. Because these are important people, and their childhood passes by so quickly. They're essentially adults at 12. I mean, most societies would consider pretty much anybody an adult at 12, at least the 200,000 years man has been on the earth. Pretty much, adult was somewhere in that range. So you have this very short period of time with them, and especially most people work. They're gone at 8 a.m. They're back at 6 p.m. Their kids are just getting up and just going to sleep when they get to see them. So the moments that you do get to spend with your kids, you should be really, really present with them. That's what I consider to be the most important.
Eckhart Tolle writes, "When you're present, you can allow the mind to be as it is without getting entangled in it. The mind in itself is a wonderful tool. Dysfunction sets in when you seek yourself in it and mistake it for who you are."
Mm-hmm.
And it's important, if you are going to be outside of the moment to be in the... I mean, it says here having big dreams about the future. So that's where you I'd rather be rather than focusing on the past, for instance. But also, when you're looking at your future, try to stay away from fear. Because the number one thing here was love versus fear.
Sure.
You don't want to look at your future from a perspective of fear. Look at it from a perspective of excitement. Even if you're uncertain about it, look at it from a perspective of excitement rather than dread or fear. You don't want to create a future for yourself that's based out of fear. It's not
you're certainly not going to stop the future from coming by fearing it.
No doubt. Let's continue here with Jay, listening in Michigan. Jay, listening to WSJM in Benton Harbor. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I actually just turned on the radio a little while ago, and I was hearing something about if you dream too big, you're going to fail. I don't think I got the whole thing.
No, that's not what we said at all. That's not what we said.
No,
we're encouraging dreaming big. I mean, failure is inevitable, but you have to fail your way to success, don't you?
Exactly. And I feel that's the same thing. You know, my parents came to this country from what's considered a third world country about 20, 30 years ago. And my dad came with $20 in his pocket. And they never really dreamed to be big as they are today. But they're pretty well-to-do. And, you know, they've helped a lot of people along the way. And going into the next point that you were saying about giving and stuff like that, we don't necessarily give to charities, but my parents go back home a lot to the old country. And what we do is we pick up projects every year because we feel like when we donate, let's say $20, and $20 in our country goes a long way, you know, but they take 15 of that for administrative costs and $5 to go to the actual person.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the charity. Different charities have different levels of overhead.
Yeah. I mean, we just heard about a charity this week, and we actually kind of, the founders are actually from here, and it's pretty bad what they've done. And, I mean, it makes us all look bad when you see this type of thing happening back home.
Well, at least the nice thing about charity is you can choose to not give to them if they have disappointed you in some way or they haven't met your standards. Whereas with the government, you're forced to pay for whatever crap can programs that they decide to foist upon
you. Charity, no matter how it comes across, is probably something that people should do for their communities.
No doubt. Jay, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding. Tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Head over there and get interactive, and it costs you nothing. Although, if you'd like, you may contribute to this program, and one of the ways you can do that is by doing your normal internet shopping through Free Talk Live. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, and different Amazons for different countries. So you click into US, UK, Canada, whichever one works for you, and then get your shopping done in whatever categories you want. It's Amazon, so it's a huge selection. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So it's the same great Amazon you're used to with the same prices, free Super Saver shipping. It's Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, essentially, and then Amazon will cut us a portion of their profits because you took the time to go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done through Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. We've been talking about the 15 powerful things that you can do, or that rather happy people do differently. So if you aren't a happy person, maybe you should take some of these suggestions and apply them to your life.
And who wouldn't like to be happier?
Indeed, who wouldn't? So we're on the last two. If you missed the first 13, you can go to purposefairy.com and you can find the article there. Plus, we'll post it on the... Actually, it was posted on the show prep from a couple nights ago, and we started this on, I think it was Monday night. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com in the show prep area and find it there. Number 14, positivity versus negativity. No matter what happens to them, they always seem to keep a positive perspective on everything, and by doing so, they tend to irritate a lot of negative and realistic people. This is so important. It's for reasons we've given earlier, it's easy to be negative. There's a lot in the world to be negative about. I mean, even here on this show, a lot of the stuff we talk about is not good news. It's, you know, the drones are coming, for instance. That's another example. In fact, there's video, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but video, somebody was taking, it was 40 miles outside of Chicago, where they saw this drone flying through the skies, like the same kind of drone that you would see, perhaps, if you were in Afghanistan. It was creepy.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, and so there's, like, video footage of this happening. The suggestion is that it's there because of the NATO event that's going to be going on in Chicago.
Makes some sense.
Coming up here in a few days. But, again, 40 miles on the outside, you know, 40 miles away from Chicago is where this drone was spotted. But being positive is important, because if we weren't positive, would we be doing this show? I don't think so. I think the reason we're here doing this program is because we believe in people, and that that people can change their minds about, you know, what they currently think. We've seen over the history of mankind that things have gotten slowly better for freedom overall, and from a general perspective, freedom has been on the rise over time, and that humanity seems to be moving towards a better place and a less violent place. But that's not to say that there aren't still a load of problems with the world. But I think the reason we're here every single night of the week, seven nights a week, is because we believe in people's ability to get better and to change, and that ultimately we have a positive perspective on what can happen in our futures.
But I think of, you know, it's so you got a choice as to what kind of attitude you have. It's a decision you make every moment.
Every day.
Not even every day. Every moment of every day. You get to have a decision in that area. It is going to result in you having a better life. If, I mean, who doesn't want a better life? It's going to result in you enjoying the life that you have more so. I mean, being grumpy and upset, it's the easy way out.
Mm.
It really is. Because what you're doing is you're laying around and waiting for somebody else to take care of the problem. That's essentially what it comes down to.
Yep.
Things stink here. And if things stink and I can't do anything about it, because if you could do something about it, you would have. If things stink and you can't do anything about it, somebody else obviously is at fault. So it's just, it's the easy way out. And, you know, you can have that for yourself, but you're not going to get the good life and the empowerment that comes with a better attitude.
I like how you say it is the easy way out. It's certainly a challenge to remain positive and remain
sometimes even calm or neutral is a challenge, for sure.
But it's worth it.
Yes, I would totally agree. Absolutely.
So if you catch yourself in that negative being, in that phase, then you just have to be aware. You have to be monitoring. Essentially, you have to monitor yourself, which sounds kind of weird, right? It sounds kind of, you know, multiple personality disorder, right? Like the idea that you're monitoring yourself. But,
well,
but
not,
actually,
not
that's
anybody else's responsibility, really, so it's up to you.
Well, right, but, you know, I think the suggestion and the Eckhart Tolle quote here suggests it earlier, where he wrote, "Where when you're present, you can allow the mind to be as it is without getting entangled in it.
Yeah.
The mind itself is a wonderful tool. Dysfunction sets in when you seek yourself in it and mistake it for who you are."
I'm glad you read that again, because when you read that the first time, I was really drawn to it, because there's a 2-week silent retreat that I'm due to go on later in the year. And I've mentioned that on the show here before. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to just to not even really take in except what's immediately around me, because I've already shut off media. I mean, I do have the internet. You know, I live a pretty quiet life. I enjoy my space. I find happiness where I find my happiness. But I'm really looking forward to just being in a space where I am able to appreciate me, my mind, whatever, for just being what it is in the moment. I am really looking forward to that, because when you're inundated with so many things, there are people in your life, there are things that you need to do. You've got to go to work. You've got to make nice with the boss, whatever. You don't really have an opportunity, unless you go out and consciously make one, to sit and just get back to being with you in your own head, on your own terms, without interference from anybody or anything else except what's immediately around you. I'm really looking forward to that. So
it sounds interesting. I've heard about these silent retreats. The Quakers do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, again, so the suggestion being that you are not necessarily your mind, that your mind kind of operates and does these things, and then you can be part of that if you want, or you can step aside from it and ask yourself why your mind is thinking the things that it's thinking.
Well, I think you have a greater mind, a lesser mind. You've got this monkey brain, but you can choose how you want to be. How you want to be and what kind of attitudes you have for yourself in when you step back and sort of, you know, make a decision for yourself.
Finally, number 15. This is the 15 powerful things happy people do. Taking responsibility versus blaming. They take full ownership over their lives, and they rarely use excuses. Happy people understand that the moment you choose to blame some outside forces for whatever it is that happens to you, you are in fact giving all your power away.
Yep.
And they choose to keep the power for themselves and taking responsibility for everything that happens to them. So there you have it.
It's the truth. I mean, it's a powerful place to come from, deciding that you're responsible.
It's a hard truth because when you look at the things that are going on around you, it's easy to...
It's easy to point a finger.
Well, right.
That's
you want to disconnect from it. I mean, look, I'm not the politician. I'm not doing these things.
Sure.
I'm not making those choices. But
you could do and say things that might change the politician's mind. That would change. I'm convinced that there are a set of words that one can say to each individual. I am not convinced they are the same. I'm convinced that they are different sets of words that you say to each individual that will change that person's attitude on a given subject. I assume you're talking about the given subject being human liberty and rights theory and things like that. I'm convinced that you can say things properly. It sounds to me like you had an interaction today with the guy from code enforcement that was very positive, and that you may have chosen your words well.
Certainly. But the idea that one of the things that's difficult is to take responsibility for everything that
sure.
happens to you, because some things don't seem like they're your fault, like, you know, that this just happened to me.
There is the occasion that happens, but always still is, what is the part that I play in this?
All right. You're responsible for how you respond to it. You're responsible for
your role in it. Showing up.
Right.
Right. For sure. And that's always a good question, is even when the earth or fate or karma, whatever, unloads a load in my direction, it's like, okay, so what part did I play in this?
Can you play in the future?
What can I do different? Exactly. Right. What can I do differently in the future to make sure this doesn't happen?
Well, you can be the change you wish to see in the world, right? So if we see things happening out there that we don't like, we can make choices in our own personal lives to hopefully affect those things in the future, as opposed to just sitting back and observing them and, you know, taking it at face value.
Well, the choice that you make to make yourself responsible for everything that happens in the universe is a really sort of advanced course in being, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty powerful choice, and it can be too much for a lot of people.
It's
and
a lot.
I think that, you know, once you've attempted to try this kind of little trick, then, well, you realize that there's times when it works and times when it doesn't work for you. And, you know, I mean, once it's true, then you're probably dead.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, still to come here tonight, the floating platform of freedom. Mark is going to tell us more about that. Hour number two, coming up, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.